Hey, folks, this is that old cop, Jack the Glam, talking to you, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains. I'd like you to write to us here or go to my website if you want to know a fantastic place to move out to. Right here in Clearwater Valley of Idaho County, Idaho is one of the most beautiful places on the face of the earth. We have protein in the rivers, unbelievable. People come from all over the nation and even parts of the world to fish in the Clearwater River here. In this river that we have, if you drive down the street any day, you look at the fishermen out there, look at the license plates on their vehicles, and they're coming from all over this nation and even other parts of the world to fish here in these great rivers that have fish. You can drive down the road and see people pulling in three-foot fish, three-foot-long folks trying to get them into their boats or up on the shore. And I was just shocked to see the size of the nets. These fishermen here bring these nets into this area, and these nets are huge. You could catch a person in these nets. They're so big, but the fish are so big, folks, and it's really funny to see them using these huge nets until you see the size of the fish they're pulling in. But anyway, go to my website, folks. It's actually Police and Military Against the New World Order, but that's a long thing to put in there, Police and Military Against the New World Order. You got to put a dash between each word, .com, but it's much easier just to go to www.jackmclam.com, and that'll take you right to our website, Police and Military Against the New World Order. Once again, www.jackmclam, one word, Jack McLam, M-C, capital L-A-M-B.com, just like a lamb, McLam, okay, and it's not M-A-C, no, it's Irish, it's M-C. Okay, jackmclam.com, and you'll go to the website, and folks, contact us, and we will send you out information on our Christian communities here, Christian constitutional communities. We have 11 of them now, spread over a 35-mile area, and we have hundreds and hundreds of Christian families that have moved in from across the nation. And even some people from other parts of the world have moved in here that love the Lord Jesus Christ with all their heart. And God is, we've been praying for years that God would make this a refuge for his people to come to survive the days ahead. We did 2 years of research to find out that it's the safest place in America to be during the days ahead. And it also has everything we need to survive during the best of times or the worst of times, and doesn't have any of the negatives, like military targets, nuclear reactors, just everything that we didn't want. We didn't want it to be too cold in the wintertime, so the Indians pointed us here to the Clearwater Valley. It's relatively warm in the wintertime to other places in Idaho, Colorado, Montana, Washington State. This is one of the mildest places. It has four seasons, of course, up here on top of the Rocky Mountains, but it has a long growing season because it's so mild in the wintertime. So go to that website, www.jackmclam.com, and read about or contact us, and we'll send you out our land packet. Now, one of the beautiful things about our system here, folks, is that when people move in here and move into one of our Christian communities, of course, you have to be a Christian that loves the Lord and you've accepted the Lord as your personal Savior. But if you are that, then you can move into our Christian constitutional communities. Now, if you're not a Christian, you can move into any other place in Idaho County. Any other place in Idaho County. That's the most important thing, is to be in Idaho County, because then we have your votes to control our county. Okay? Those that love the Lord, it's so important, of course, to love the Lord and accept the Lord, because he's coming back one day, and we're all going to have to stand before him. We'll be right back after these messages with more. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sunday, folks. My Sabbath was yesterday, and so today is the first day of the week, not the true Sabbath. But anyway, good to have you back with us today, folks, and hope to see you take seriously the need to get out of the population centers and get ready to take in your kids and your grandkids, because so many of them are working so hard. And they don't have time to pay attention. My boys are working very hard to provide a living for my grandchildren, my nine grandchildren, and so I'm preparing, Granddad's up here preparing a place for them to come to. But anyway, I want to say bad, 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 folks. Bad, bad, bad for being so negative. Ron Paul did a wonderful job the other night, Thursday night's debate. And I hope you saw it. So a neighbor, I was on the radio here, so I couldn't see it. I saw the last half hour. But a neighbor taped it for me. And I'm just so proud of Ron Paul. I truly am, folks. Congressman Ron Paul. But I'm sad that so many of our people are so negative on him winning. Listen to this now, folks. It says here, one man stood out in Thursday's debate. All right, I won't read you who wrote this, all right? But anyway, it says, I contend that if anyone of us voted, if every one of us voted for Ron Paul, he would still lose, as he is not the one they will allow, meaning the international criminal elite will allow to sit in the Oval Office. She says Orphis. Only those who have sold their souls to the old world order can sit there in the Oval Office, and I don't think Ron Paul has even thought about selling his soul. That's very true. Any election for this office of president that fails to meet the old world order agenda will be hung up by more than their hanging chads. The pre-programmed vote count will rule over truth. Now, she's saying a lot of truth here, folks, that if God wasn't in control, she's saying that these guys, these evil Luciferians, are in control, these Satanists that have control of the White House and our Congress and our military today and the state houses are in control. But it's not true, folks. It's not true. God's in control. He always is. And all we have to do is impress God, just like he said to do in 2 Chronicles 7:14, and he will help us heal our land once again. He will heal our land, is what it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14. In other words, throw these Satanists out of power. So we can win this, but we have to get back on our knees as people in America here and apologize to God, just like it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, to qualify for God to put his hand of protection and blessing back on America. Because the only reason he's taken his hand of protection and blessing off America is because Christians have withdrawn into their prayer closets and into their churches and no longer fight the devil. They're waiting to get the heaven out of here. But that's beginning to change. More Christians are beginning to realize that Psalms 94:16, God was talking to all of us in Psalms 94:16 when he said that we need to stand up against the workers of iniquity. We need to rise up against the workers, the evildoers out there. And praise God, many more of God's people are beginning to do that. And also, more people are turning to God than ever before because their own oxen are beginning to get gored and they're beginning to see the writing on the wall, folks. And so we have a real chance here. And don't be negative about it. Yes, they will manipulate if we allow them, if we allow them to use their computer voting machines, they're going to railroad right over us. Anybody they want as president with their pre-programmed vote count. And so this lady who wrote this negative article here is correct. But God is in control, folks. If his people will turn back to him, seek his face, and ask forgiveness for having him thrown out of this nation and get busy bringing him back into this nation, into our families, into our communities, and into our nation, and into our offices, our institutions, then God will bless us again. So don't be so negative. Ron Paul is going to have a tough time because he is not a New World Order guy or an Old World Order guy, as this lady said. But we can do it. We can do it. And Claire Wolf wrote a wonderful article here, folks, I want to share with you about Ron Paul. And it's absolutely true. One man stood out in Thursday's debate. I confess that I watched this staged press conference masquerading as a debate. As expected, 9 bloodthirsty, thieving fascists postured and preened as if they were spoon-fed pablum from the paid shill that ran the debate. One man stood out. One man was against the war in Iraq and noted that 70% of Americans want us out of there now. One man wants to abolish the income tax in the IRS and so stated. One man dared to mention the stealth tax of inflation, robbing from the poor to give to the rich. One man was against the real ID card. One man talked about the proper role of government in a free society. One man believed in strict interpretation of the severe limits placed on the government by the Constitution of the United States. One man mentioned the free market as the best way to resolve difficult issues. One man spoke about freedom, liberty, privacy, and peace. That man was Ron Paul. You can watch the 5 minutes he was allowed to speak on YouTube. Ron Paul is clearly different and clearly dangerous to these international criminals. So dangerous, listen to this, folks. I love it. I love it because when we are dangerous to God's enemies, God blesses us. Here's what she says, Claire Wolf. She says, so dangerous he is that when ABC News put up an online poll with 11 choices for a debate with 10 people, Ron Paul alone was excluded from the list. They're scared to death of this man, folks. And praise God they're scared to death of him. Remember what the Lord said, folks. He said, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and prosecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Matthew, I think that's Matthew 5:11, but I'm not sure. But Ron Paul is being reviled. Ron Paul is scaring the tar out of the international criminal elite who are Satanists at heart. And they're trying to ignore him. But let me tell you, people reacted wonderfully the other night. After the debate, MSNBC put up a poll, and Ron Paul, and then they took it down very quickly because Ron Paul was winning. He came out top in three categories, I understood. I didn't get to see it before MSNBC took it down. But they didn't want the people to see that Ron Paul stood out above all the rest, and he came in overall third in the debates, according to the voting of the American people, and then it magically disappeared. And ABC has put on an online poll and excluded Ron Paul from the list. So they're scared to death. God's enemies are scared to death, folks, and that's why we've got to go and shove truth and justice in the face of the enemies of God and liberty, okay? And that's what we're duty-bound to do. Now, Claire Wolf goes on to say, I fear that we are beyond the point where voting can change anything in this country. Once again, negative, forgetting that God is in control. Change will come. But peaceful change via voting can come only if we are allowed a candidate who is truly different, like Ron Paul. ABC News doesn't want people to have that choice. They are not alone. Will the power of the Internet be sufficient to advance the one candidate who offers a real choice? Will he be silenced or will he be heard? I don't know. But I am certain that if the heavy-handed tactics of network shills and power brokers go unchallenged, our future is dark indeed. And when change finally does come, it will be violent and bloody in ways that none of us want. So said Claire Wolf. Very brilliant lady, by the way. But, folks, we cannot forget that all things are possible for those that love the Lord. All things are possible. If you don't believe it, read the Holy Scriptures. And you'll find God continues to say in there, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can tell that mountain over there to move and throw it into the sea, drop it into the sea. Now, this is the holy God talking to us, folks, that created heaven and earth, created the universe out there. And we're blessed here in Idaho County, Idaho, to be able to go out at night many, many times, look out and see the universe. I mean, see the sky just filled with clouds. I mean, not clouds, but stars. And the planets out there and the moon. I mean, it's just absolutely brilliant. And when I look up, I praise God because he created that universe. He created the world. He created heaven. And he is in charge. And don't forget that for a minute, folks. Don't forget that. And we will win. We can get Ron Paul into office. We can ask God's protection over him. Of course, he's going to need a security team that can be absolutely trusted. People that we know will not, when their families are threatened, that they will not execute Ron Paul. Yes, those on the security team, their families will be threatened, and bad things will come upon those if God allows it. But we're going to pray and pray, and God will bless us. We will have Ron Paul in as president to help setting us under 2 Chronicles 7:14. Be right back after this break.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and happy to tell you that there's a pledge drive going on right now. I don't know if you've heard about it or not, but at the Republic Broadcasting Network, this is a great time to pledge to give some funds so we can grow, go and grow, as I like to say here at Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to the website, folks. Go to the website and look it up. It's republicbroadcasting.org, okay, or call this number, okay? The free call-in number is 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. We need to raise money to keep growing, folks. That's the whole idea, reaching more and more people more rapidly all the time. The enemy is speeding up, and so does God's people need to speed up. And Republic Broadcasting Network, dear John and Sandra, and all the great people there, Ken and everybody, is just doing a marvelous job, and we want to move forward, but we can't do it without your help, folks. So I hope you'll call in on the pledge drive, 800-724-2719, and pledge something. Folks, I keep telling you, it'd be nice if everybody had $100 a month to pledge, but many people don't, like I don't. But I just remind you that I've had people here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter for 10 years, 15 years, that are on Social Security, very small $200, $300 a month Social Security checks, that send us $5 a month. Now you say, well, that's nothing, man. That's a pack of cigarettes, you know. But to a person making $200, $300 a month on Social Security, $5 is a fortune. But they've been doing that for 15 years here at Aid and Abet. Now, imagine how much money that is in a year. 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. So, folks, there's no excuse. No excuse for not getting involved in this pledge drive. Now, if you have $500 a month to donate, wonderful. Man, wouldn't that be great if you had $500 a month to give? But if you only have $20, folks, or $30 a month, or $5 a month, do call and pledge, please, because God is blessing us tremendously as God's people get involved and helping to educate and awaken God's people. It's working, we're winning, and we got to keep growing. 800-724-2719. We're winning. Truly we are. Isaiah 5:15 says, therefore my people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Well, praise the Lord for Republic Broadcasting Network and all of you out there that are part of the team to help awaken God's people and give them knowledge at this time. 800-724-2719. Fantastic. Okay, we want to go to John in Tennessee. Brother John, welcome to the program.
Jack, I enjoy your program. I don't think 2 minutes go by that you're not encouraging people with God's word. We're supposed to do that.
That's right, brother.
You know, 2 Chronicles 7:14 says that we're to humble ourselves and pray, but we know that faith without works is dead.
That's right.
So we need to be about doing something to make changes.
Very good, John. So important, brother. So important to put feet to your prayers, right?
Well, you've got to work it. You've got to work at it.
Yep.
The reason I called, Jack, was to tell you about some steam engines. But before I do, I'd like to comment on Ron Paul in the debate. You know,
okay.
After the debate, I was listening to a program early in the morning, ABC Radio. They had a call-in response. What did you think about the debate?
Yeah.
And he was saying, boy, Romney sure looks presidential. He's handsome. And he was telling about Giuliani, and he was talking about McCain.
Oh, yeah.
And I called in and I said, you know, as long as the media has their pick and they puff up three or four individuals that they would like to see as president, that's all America's going to have. If you really want what's best for America, then you need to give Ron Paul some airtime. We've heard what Giuliani and McCain and the others want to do for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Their face is on television every day.
Yeah.
So if you really want what's best for America, Mr. Radio, let us hear from Ron Paul.
Amen.
And he said, well, Ron Paul doesn't have a chance. I said, well, look what you've done. What's his name? Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Look what y'all have done for him. No one knew who he was.
Right.
6 months ago, he was a second-year senator or congressman from Illinois.
Yeah.
And y'all have made him a presidential candidate.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, if you really want what's best, and he denied it naturally.
Yeah.
But I can't hold. But I want to tell you, if I can. John Moore's website, there's a new steam engine out. You can run a generator.
Oh, really?
Very efficient.
All right.
Yes.
Hey, hang on, John. I want to hear about that. Can you hang on?
Well, for a couple minutes, I might.
Okay. All right, hang on. I want to hear about that steam engine. Okay, we'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Folks, we're going back to John in Tennessee. John, you piqued my interest there. What is this about a steam engine? Would it run on wood? Or
yeah,
how does it
Jack,
work?
And it's John Moore on RBN. He's selling steam engines. They're anywhere from, I think if I'm not mistaken, up to 27 horse. And what it is, the technology has come so far, according to John, that they're very safe. You can run a generator on them. They'll run on anything that's combustible, wood, any kind of an organic fuel. He did say that they don't burn coal because the firebox isn't heavy enough.
Okay.
According to him, it's
a wood type steam engine. It takes wood, huh?
Right. And according to him, you can heat the water that you need for your house to your hot water, and you can also. I guess what he's saying is you can do radiant heat. You can run generators and pumps and every, you know, supposed to be really, really economical to use. And if you're in the middle of nowhere,
like the guy said, hook up to electric system? Would it somehow and or
you
a
could
battery?
Put it, you could hook a generator up with the pulleys.
What'd you say?
Hook it to a generator with pulleys and then charge your batteries and run off batteries.
Fascinating. I'm going to have to get a hold of that. Do you know what John Moore's website is?
I do. It's thelibertyman.com. And he's got a real good link with a picture of the engine. He's looking to sell them, and I know he'd be happy. There's other ways, Jack, too. You can get an old gasoline lawnmower engine and hook an automobile alternator up to it and run it ever so often to charge deep cycle batteries.
Yeah.
Run a 12-volt system through your house if you really want off.
Yeah, but John, the problem is that I'm really worried about not being able to afford the gasoline or have to take the mark to get any gasoline.
Well, I wouldn't take the mark, and neither would you. But
yeah, so we need to have this steam engine because the lawnmower works on gasoline.
Well, there's other ways to do it, but, yeah, that would be the best way to go.
Okay, brother.
All right, check out thelibertyman.com.
Yeah,
thank you.
Libertyman.com. And, John, if you come up with any other ideas to help us out up here and get ready, especially making electricity off like the steam engine with wood stove. We got wood up here, but we don't have we won't have electricity and we won't have petrochemicals, you know. So that's what we're looking at. Thanks, John. Libertyman.com. Okay, John from Tennessee. Thanks for calling in. I'm going to get a hold of John Moore and find out about that, folks, because that's something we've been looking for, is how do we run our radios that run off batteries? How do we charge up things, folks? Here's what you have to think about, and I've been thinking about it. Does anybody know out there how we can charge up things like our night vision scopes? Our night vision binoculars and scopes have batteries. You have to be able to charge those batteries, and you can't do it if they cut the electricity, or you got to take the mark of the beast to have electricity. So if anybody knows a unit that will charge all size batteries in the days ahead, let me know, because the problem is you have solar. I have several little solar units that you can put out, and they'll run a radio, but we've got to have something that'll charge batteries. Solar will charge your batteries, but you have all shapes and sizes of batteries, and somebody has to come up with a unit, and I'll buy that unit, and so will millions of people probably buy that unit if it'll charge all kinds of batteries, like a car battery, or watch batteries, the batteries that are in your night vision equipment, batteries in your radio. So if anybody wants to make a product that will sell, come up with something that will charge all kinds of batteries off solar, all right? Because we all have sun here and there, okay, especially up here in the Great Rocky Mountains. We have a lot of sun. In the wintertime, too, actually, the sun shines up here. It'll snow one day, and halfway through the day, the sun will come out, and it'll be just bright up here on the top of the Rocky Mountains. But we need something to charge all kinds of batteries. What is it, a rheostat or something you have to turn, adjust, so that you don't blow a battery? That's a small battery. When you're charging a 12-volt battery, like a car battery, and then you switch over to little AAA batteries, you're going to blow them up, is the way I think, unless you can turn down the generation. And I don't know anything about electricity. Is that called a rheostat, folks, or something like that? But go ahead and call in, folks, if you'd like to call in today at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. John in Tennessee, thank you, brother. That was a big help, and we appreciate it very much. All right, folks. I want to get into something here about U.S., here it comes, folks. We told you, and we've told you before, that we have a letter. Actually, it's the third letter that has come in from these PSYOPs agents that work for the federal government, that work in the military, like Army and so forth. And PSYOPs agents create psychological changes, is what they do. They create psychological change in your mind, is what you do. Things are not often... Here's right from this PSYOPs agent's letter to me. Things are often not what they seem, and when it comes to world politics, i.e. violent wars and events, I speak of the present situation in the Middle East where those Arab groups who usually come forward to claim their success at dealing death to their enemies are not taking all the credit regarding many of the violent attacks today. Yet they are accused daily by our government of unspeakable acts against their own people. Why don't they come forward and claim the credit? Well, he says, perhaps it's because they did not commit the unspeakable act against their own people. That's right. We have PSYOPs agents out there, folks, and also, as he says in his letter here, we have these private contractors who, according to his letter, and we've heard this from other soldiers, are special forces officers from about 30, 40 different nations who are selling their souls for thousands of dollars a week to go blow up the Sunnis. They dress up as the Shiites and go blow up the Sunnis, and then they come home or come to their office and dress up as Shiites and go blow up the Sunnis and trying to get this civil war going over there. But here's what he says. Well, let me read you this article here from YNetNews.com, okay? And it says, countdown has begun. U.S. and Israel prepare for Iran strike in wake of new intelligence information. Keep that in mind, new intelligence information. The intelligence information gathered by the United States regarding Iran's technological breakthrough that could lead to Tehran to an atomic bomb in less than 3 years bodes very well for President George Bush's political desperation. The new intelligence indicates that Iran is making accelerated progress in acquiring the required amount of enriched uranium for assembling its first nuclear bomb. Now, folks, I want to tell you, as an old cop who runs two police and military associations here, we have contact with military people and intelligence, brothers and sisters, and up until this letter right here, there has been no intelligence reports that said that Ahmadinejad was building nuclear weapons. None. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Nothing. They have received nothing that tells them truly that the Iranians are building nuclear weapons. Nothing. They're building nuclear energy, according to all reports from our intelligence people. But let me now go to our PSYOPs operative who sent us this letter in read a portion of his letter to you here. Listen to this, folks. PSYOP psychological manipulation has many facets. Bombings and bullets, assassinations are a necessary part of changing the mass mind. But there is much, much more to such successful mental manipulation of the masses. Creating evidence of a crime, or creating and faking government intelligence reports, is what we do most here. Okay? Let me finish that out, though. It says, creating evidence of a crime, or creating and faking government intelligence reports, or faking the alleged involvement of a selected target in the crime or terrorist act is most of what we do here, is what he says. So they create phony intelligence reports. Let me go back here, folks. All of a sudden, for the first time in 4 years, Bush has an intelligence report that says Iran is accelerating the process of acquiring enriched uranium. Where'd he get that new intelligence information, folks? Well, according to our PSYOP agent, they create it out of whole cloth. They just write it up and put it on an intelligence bulletin and send it to the president. Now, the president knows it's a lie, but this is what he needs to go to war with Iran. Until recently, the report says, American intelligence estimated that it would only happen in 2015 that Ahmadinejad would have the enriched uranium to acquire his first nuclear bomb. Now U.S. intelligence is falling into line with its colleagues in Israel and is estimating that an Iranian bomb can be expected as early as 2010, 3 years from now. Contrary to the war in Iran, the American public does indeed view Iran as a real threat. Well, can you believe that, folks? The American people view Iran as a real threat? When every hour on the hour on television news and in the newspaper, they're lying about Iran, saying that it's a threat and they're going to have nuclear bombs any minute and they're going to nuke America. No wonder the American people view Iran as a threat. They did the same thing, remember, folks, with Iraq. They lied and lied and lied, and they even paid some Iraqi public official, former public official, to come forward and lie and say he had seen the nuclear bombs in Iraq that were not there. So now we have this intelligence report that's coming out saying, man, we got to go bomb Iran because in 3 years, that's a 2.5 years now almost, folks, 2010, that they're going to have enough material to have their first nuclear bomb, okay? Absolutely amazing. But here we go. Listen to this now. Creating evidence of a crime of creating and faking government intelligence reports or faking the alleged involvement of a selected target in the crime or in the crime or terrorist act is most of what we do here. We fake it. Finding subjects who will take a payoff for false testimony is another duty that goes a long way in misdirecting the masses, meaning you and me. Example, locating within a nation our leaders wish to attack and take over, okay, locating within that nation that our leaders want to attack and take over, a former high official willing to accept secretly, say, $1 million to come forward and lie, stating that he or she personally saw, for example, those nasty weapons of mass destruction in the case of Iraq. And, folks, that's exactly what happened. Just such tactics were employed to mentally push the American people. Whoops, man, I just lost my screen. Wow, man, how'd I do that? I just blew it out here, folks. Okay, here it is. I got it back now. Yeah, I'm reading. Folks, this is in our latest Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter, and we're working on that right now, this Sunday and tomorrow. We have to have it to the printers by Tuesday, and I'm reading right from that. So my computer kind of flipped a page on me here, but I've got it back here. He says here, just such tactics were employed to mentally push the American people towards war against Saddam, if you remember. Iran and other nations are next. This is a very easy part of our job. Many will lie for wealth, as you see in America. For total control of the government and the media is always successful. With total control of the government and the media, it's always successful, meaning mentally, psychologically pushing you and me's buttons, folks, to believe we have to go to war now with Iran, okay? So that's basically what this says. The Pentagon expects Israel to do the job. The intelligence information that so appropriately fits President Bush's political needs right now. Isn't that funny how that happens? That intelligence report comes out that appropriately fits President Bush's political needs, also ties in well with Prime Minister Eyüp Omar's war of survival. It seems that just a few hours prior to the publication of the Winograd report, the Prime Minister prefers diverting the people's attention, the public's attention, to a completely different channel. Similar to Bush, Omar also knows that when the public is apprehensive, it tends to unite behind its leadership. That's right, folks. If they can create acts, they can create phony intelligence reports, they can create false flag bombings of our country, the people will unite behind its leadership. And that's what they do all the time. It says, the moment the information was received, the U.S. and Israel closed ranks. Both countries doubt that international sanctions would suffice in halting the Iranian bomb. So they're pumping up the lies and deception, folks, for the American people. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes before the Austin Jack the Glam program. Actually, I'm going to close out the program. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, folks, we're back here and end out the program today. I want to encourage you once again to go to our website, www.jackmclam.com, and get our information on this wonderful place to live up here in the northwest of Idaho County, Idaho. Fantastic, folks. Love to see you. Come up and visit. Springtime's here. Beautiful. Summer's here. Maybe you can get a little vacation to come up and meet us and see what we're doing. But also want to encourage you folks to join the pledge drive. Once again, folks, please. Republic Broadcasting Network is doing a super job at awakening God's people all across this land and around the earth. And we definitely need your help, you know. The only way this works is for all of us to put our shoulder to the wheel and push together. And we get it, the boat moving faster and faster and faster, and more people awaken, and that means it moves faster and faster as they begin to tell their friends about dialing in to Republic Broadcasting Network, folks, and then telling other friends to do the same, and they're learning and they're educating each other, and their knowledge is increasing, and they do the right things to try to take our nation back in our nonviolent struggle of our redress of our grievances, okay? None of us want to go to violence. None of us do. Please, folks, know that the police and soldiers I know do not want to see the American people rise up in violence, because a lot of great police officers and soldiers and private citizens that are the salt of the earth, the great patriots that we have in this nation, are going to die. And we don't want to see that. So we want to win this in a nonviolent redress of our grievances, and that's what Republic Broadcasting Network is all about. Please do, folks, call 800-724-2719, 800-274-2719, and get involved in the pledge drive this week. God bless all of you out there. Thank you so much for that. Hugo Chavez is in trouble again, folks. Pray for Hugo Chavez, the president of Venezuela, because he's quitting the World Bank and the IMF, International Monetary Fund. Man, Bush is going to kill this man because he's not going along with the New World Order. President Hugo Chavez is pulling out of the New World Order. Remember what happened when Slobodan Milosevic did that over in Serbia? We killed him. We bombed him. We killed him. When Saddam Hussein pulled out of the New World Order and started going to the euro instead of the dollar, we killed him, took over his country, bombed it into the Stone Ages, and is still in the Stone Ages today. So I would say we're learning a lot of things that are not true about President Hugo Chavez in the news every day. They're lying and lying and lying to make you hate this man. But pray for his safety, folks, because Hugo Chavez, from everything we're learning from our intel people, is standing against the New World Order. They're going to form their own type of a bank down there, a lending, international lending organization. Pulling out of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund is a good thing. And so just say a prayer that Hugo Chavez goes on living, okay? Because Bush is definitely, our CIA's planning on killing him. You can bet on that. God bless all of you out there. Have a great weekend. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you. I truly do, from the bottom of my heart. Count on it. God bless you. Have a good day.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's